This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys ever been in a confrontation and thought about the best thing to say after the fact?
Always.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Even if I get a good line out, I'm like, oh, you could have done
so much
better.
Well, sometimes on this show, I feel like I got a good one, but we're too far past the point to make the joke.
I feel you. Well, good news. I've got a list of responses to preload your conversational gun with.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 responses to someone who belittles you in front of others. Generally speaking, I don't give a crap what other people say or think about me. But here's something to consider. The mental stability of the person making those unhinged statements. Maybe they were bullied as a child and the bullied became the bullier. Classic reaction. Maybe you should consider talking with somebody. I'm worried you have displaced frustrations. Or maybe, just maybe, you are angry because you have a tiny penis and can't even please yourself.
Damn.
Yeah. He's got some venom over there. It was a long week. He was just sitting
over there. I think his Tesla stock's gone down.
I know. So these are responses to somebody who belittles you in front of others.
Okay.
And honestly, like, get out your pad and paper and pen, man. These are good. I guess anger's your default position.
All right.
Okay. Right. I like it.
Takes the high road.
There's a lot of people that do just kind of their instant response is anger. I've been there before.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I tend not to hang out with those people if I can help it.
Sure. Just think somebody belittles you and then you look them dead in the eye and you say, I hope you'll learn to love yourself one day.
I mean,
I hope you can love yourself the way I love me.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that is, like, it's not far off. If somebody's really belittling you, just like, it's like, okay, well, they're angry about something else, but also if you point it out to them, I don't think that's gonna help.
No, they're still gonna respond angrily, but it's kind of the conversational checkmate, because everything that they put out feeds exactly what you've said.
Yeah, especially if you just stay calm about it.
Yeah,
because they're gonna get more and more worked up.
Exactly. You know? You should get a job as a diplomat.
I feel like I drop lines like that on my kids most of all.
Right.
Just when they've done something dumb or whatever, I always offer them a job, or clearly their skill set is not what they're looking for.
Exactly. Of course, I feel like that one's going to be a little bit too smart. Might go right over their heads. Diplomat. I'm so lucky to have frenemies like you.
If you use the word frenemies, I don't take you seriously.
Yeah, automatically you've lost this.
I struggle with that one, too.
With frenemies?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
It's just a weird term.
Yeah.
Like, I just, if I don't like somebody or they're kind of a D to me, like, guess what? We're not going to hang out.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, why don't we hang out? Like, I can tell you. Do you want me to say it to your face?
Right.
Like, probably because we're not that good of friends. But, like, I don't know. It seems weird to be like, oh, that's my frenemy.
No.
It sounds like something a college girl would say.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I think it is something college girls say.
Yeah. And I get that. They're in an environment where you live in a dorm or you have class. You kind of have to, like,
or a sorority
endure.
Sister.
Yeah, right?
Or a fraternity brother.
Sorority sister.
Or
that's a great... Or
fraternity brother.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Right, like, you have to be friends.
But I'm with you, Ted, where it's like, look, I don't... They're a coworker, right?
Sure.
They're not my friend. Like, I don't like them.
Right.
But we have to coexist. But at no point, friend does not enter into my lexicon when I'm describing them.
I'm actually quite glad that we work on opposite sides of the building.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez won Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Right. Frenemy.
Frenemy.
I wouldn't cross them.
These are responses to someone who belittles you in front of others. This one says, quote, I'd like to unsubscribe from your issues.
From your issues.
Yeah.
It's not a great line, but if you do hit people with their issues, that definitely gets them pissed
I would
off.
Say I never subscribed.
Yeah, right. And when did I sign up for this?
Yeah, exactly.
It's your whole list. But right, if you're belittling somebody that you're friends with, you're in a relationship, like, it just says more about you than it... But the person doing the belittling, like, I never see somebody's girlfriend undressing him in public and being like,
she's probably right.
You know, she's probably got a point.
Yeah. It's like, well, look, he might suck, but Jesus Christ, right. He just got the wrong topping on the pizza.
It must suck having such a negative mindset. Which I've actually used that one in some sort of a fashion of people. Just basically this person had nothing but negative to say.
Yeah.
You know, their default answer was something to the negative because that's just their character. They're just angsty. So they have to say something negative about everything.
Generally, I'm just like, what makes you happy? Concentrate on that. And I don't say that as a slight. I'm like, look, just for your own good.
Right.
Like, and I always say, like, I don't like broccoli. So I don't eat it, and as a result, I don't have a problem with broccoli.
And I will put...
It's that simple. I don't watch TV shows I don't like. To me, as a human being, the simplest thing is to pursue the things you like. Some things you gotta pay bills, you gotta go to work, all that kind of crap. But, like, the stuff they're generally going on about, I'm like, how did you make this an issue for yourself?
Right. And let me just say, negativity is not an attractive quality in people.
Unless you're funny. Like, comedians can do it because it's very, very...
If you're negative and you're being self-deprecating.
Sure.
You're obviously doing it for a reason, to get that off your chest, but you're not attacking someone else.
Right, but you're not cool just because you hate everything, just because you can find the bad in everything. And nobody is catering to you because
weird.
Of that.
We had a guy, it was a couple of weeks ago, like, he doesn't like the beer, the manager of IPA, fine, and he's, I don't like it, and then he had this big long thing going, blah, blah, blah. Well, then don't drink it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You are not forced to drink. We hope you like it.
Right.
We understand that some people will not like it, but I'm like, is there any other problem I can solve for you? Because you're pretty easy.
Exactly.
Don't drink it, dummy.
We like it. We really like it. There's a lot of people really like it. Right.
A lot of people don't. They
not
don't drink
it. Doesn't make
Dude,
you
I think
cool.
That's why I think that's why the restaurant industry is so hard. If you go and you have one bad experience, whether it's your server, whether it's the food, whether it's the bartender, it could be the company that you're with.
Right.
You know what I mean? You probably might not go back. I'm not going to go on Yelp and write a negative
right.
review. I just won't spend my money there anymore.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And you give it a couple tries.
Sure.
Yeah, give it a couple. And after that. But I still would not go on Yelp to bitch about them. I'm just not
going to. And I have had bad experiences at places. And honestly, it took a trusted friend and somebody whose opinion I respect to say, oh, man, I love that place. We go every week.
Give it another try.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe I just had the bad time.
And sometimes, like, you just got to know where you are. Like,
exactly.
I lived in a neighborhood, everybody loved this one place, I hated it. And finally, I just said, look, I just don't like the vibe.
You don't like
it's supposed
it's okay.
to be like a club or whatever. It's kind of in between. Like, I just think it sucks.
Right.
One of my favorites, we had a boss years ago, real bad boss. But I remember I walk into work, and he is screaming at me. In my mind, to say 5 minutes, but it's probably legitimately a 90-second voice-raised tirade, all right? And the two receptionists, they're being quiet, and he's losing his mind. I remember he's all red in the face. And he kind of finished, and I stood there for a second. Then looked at him. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me? And he was so mad, he had to walk away.
Give these responses to someone who belittles you in front of others.
It worked.
Let's keep the insults to a minimum.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I'm sorry you're so bitter.
That's a good one.
Or you can make a belly. Are you mad because you're stuck wearing that shirt? Damn. Oh, no.
Are you mad because of your face?
I do like this one.
Again, I will say, there is certain times for, like, I had an interaction with somebody at a minor league baseball game, and they were very negative about this one thing. And I kept asking questions because they were so negative. I was like, there has to be a personal reason.
Yep.
There was. It just took us about 5 minutes to get there. And I was like, okay. So, you know, you don't really hate this new coach. Like, you have a reason to hate this.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
Not everyone should be entitled to an opinion. And I'm sorry, that's not a comeback. That's a fact. That's a fact. I didn't realize rudeness was your superpower.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Ooh,
I would use that among my friends if they were just being rude about something.
Right.
Like, well, Jesus, dude, chill out.
Well, someone forgot to take their mood stabilizers.
Just God forbid they're actually on something.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said.
Right, then it's like, stepped in it.
Now I'm the D.
Say it a little louder. I don't think the people in the back heard.
It's kind of the opposite of say it with your chest.
Yeah, right. And then this is the number one response to somebody who belittles you in front of others. Say somebody just goes off. Just strike them down with, I'm sorry your parents didn't hug you enough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need one? Bring it in, brother.
Come on, man. Get in here.
God, we were talking about something the other day. Thought I was with you, and I was just like, that's a group of people that, like, Somebody should have hugged them when they were kids.
Yes. I forget what it was, but yes, that was a conversation that we had.
Yeah, just like, they're so angry about everything.
Right.
I always sum it up, did your mom hold her breath for 8.5 months of the 9-month pregnancy?
Right.
Like, what in the hell?
We almost got him out. Oh. 2 minutes too long.
Damn it.
So close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.